Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is that time of month. It's the time of month when we talk about art. Let's talk art morning on Town Talk this morning. Sue Anderson is back as always. Sue, good morning. Hope you had a nice holiday.
Good morning. I did. Hope everyone out there did as well.
And we also welcome to the program this morning Rena Merrill. She is with the Silver Liners Dance Association.
Good
Rena,
morning.
Nice to meet you.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me here.
This is going to be, we're all going to learn something this morning. Our focus, Sue, is kind of looking at outreach to senior centers and nursing homes as far as the arts go, and there's a lot of that that goes on.
There's a lot of that that goes on. I mean, I know that Silver Liners does a lot more than that. We're going to give Rena an opportunity to talk about that, but in general, I just felt like, you know, in a spirit of Thanksgiving and the holidays, it's good to realize that there's a whole other sort of visual out there. Or activities out there with senior centers and recreation centers and things like that for people that don't necessarily come and pay for performances.
Yeah, no. When I saw that this was going to be your topic, I thought this is really interesting because a lot of people probably may not realize that. Or as you're getting toward that, to where that might be something you want to do, there are things out there.
There's tons of opportunities, everything from individual opportunities, galleries take on some locations and go there. You've got recreation centers in all the localities. You've got parks and recreation centers that have all sorts of things. I know mm-hmm. Stafford has a senior program, so does Fredericksburg, so does Spotsy. So you've got lots of opportunities to get involved, either to learn more and participate on a relatively inexpensive level, or to give back, which I think is what Rena and her
Absolutely.
Group do all the time.
Before we get into this just occurs to me is as I have driven around town the last few weeks, I have gotten to see a lot of the sculpture
right.
things around.
And
we
like them?
We did a show on that. Oh, they're fantastic. Are you happy with how
yes,
that turned
out?
Yes,
the Arts Commission in the city is very happy with them. And we've had great feedback from the public as well. I think they're very well located. Preston Thayer on the Fredericksburg Arts Commission did a beautiful job working with Parks and Rec
yeah.
and making sure that those were all located in the right locations for the sculpture. You know, like if it's something that's small and needs to be seen up close, it's along the walk path.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something big that can be seen really well when you're driving, it can be, you know, it can be in those locations.
And there's both around. And I just like it's a nice feel to the whole thing. You look at them and you think, I like that.
Well, thanks. We appreciate that. And I'll pass that on to the commission.
So, no, I've seen them around. We did a show on that number of months ago, and
yeah, maybe August, some July,
yeah,
something like
and
that.
So they've started to come up. Are all of them that are going to be up? Are they now all up?
Yes. So there's four, and they are one there on Frederick Street by the train station, one along River Road. Well, actually, Old Mill Park.
Mm-hmm. That's I've seen that
and
one.
And that's along the walking trail. There's one up at the corner of Princess Anne and Route 1. And then there's another one at Dixon Park. That's the four locations.
Yeah.
There's sort of four different ways to access coming in, sort of ingress the city, kind of show that we're an artsy city.
No, you see a lot of that. You see a lot of that kind of thing in Richmond or other cities. And I just have seen in Fredericksburg.
Here
I like
we are.
It.
The Berg's up and coming.
Yeah. So anyway, it's kind of a follow up to what we had done with the show. They are around and they're around for a while, aren't
for
they?
For a year.
Yeah, and then you'll change
for
them out.
Yeah, I guess we're going to start again in March or April with looking for the next four.
So okay,
we'll see if we get funding. Maybe we'll do more.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, an update on that. Rena Merrill with Silver Liners Dance Association. Rena, what got you involved? First of all, just in dance, what's your story?
Oh, my. I've only been dancing for a year now. I retired from the U.S. government in 2015 and started looking for things to do. And I found this group. This group is so much fun. It's all about fun music, line dance, friends. We're giving back to the community. Our outreach program has just taken us in many different directions. We've participated in shows at assisted living facilities. We've been at the Rappahannock Area Agency on Aging, both in Fredericksburg and Spotsy. We've taught the junior ROTC programs in all the Spotsylvania schools to get them ready for their military ball. We're just all over the place.
So that was not the answer I expected, that you've been dancing for a year.
That's right.
That I thought that this was something, you know, that you started as a young child.
Oh, no.
And
No. This is just a fun time. Our whole point is to promote healthy living through the art of dance. It's all about movement, motion, healthy living, keeping us all active. Most of our members are seniors. We've got 39 members right now. It's totally a nonprofit organization, and we just enjoy learning new things. We teach lessons 3 days a week. It's not hard to do. It's just a matter of continued learning efforts.
I first ran into them maybe a year ago, and I just kind of heard about them, and I went, oh, that's really interesting. I want to learn more. And then you know how it happens with life. You just let it go, and you forget, and you don't get back to it. And then I went, oh, gosh, I want to talk with them a little bit more, mm-hmm. and that's when I connected mm-hmm. back up.
Well, some of our members have been dancing a lot longer. I, of course, was one of those workers up and down the road for so many years.
Yeah.
And I was looking for new things right here in my community. And what better group than to explore my own community than with this group who is just out and about doing so many different things.
So the Silver Liners Dance Association has been around for how long?
Just a little over maybe a year and a half.
Oh, okay. So everybody's new here.
It's not very old. That's right. It's all relatively new.
I totally expected this to be some group that's been around in Fredericksburg since the 19. It just sounds like it's been around since the 1930s, and you have this great history. Rena Merrill here from the Silver Liners Dance Association. Sue Henderson also here this morning. We will continue talking about this and other things when we come back on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sue Henderson here. Rena Merrill is here. We are talking about outreach to senior centers and nursing homes and just what's available out there for activity. And Rena is talking this morning specifically about the Silver Liners Dance Association, which we learned in the last segment. Rena's fairly new at this. Let's talk about, Rena, how you go about. Because I've never done any of this, and I've been encouraged to do it. But
you should try.
What's it like getting started? What was it like for you? Were you nervous?
Not at all, because I took my very, very first lesson in December last year. I walked into the room. There were all these people. The instructors, we have fabulous instructors. They take you step by step through the process. You learn a few steps. You follow the people around you. Of course, there's a lot of experienced dancers all around you, too. And you just pick up as you go. And what we say is you fake it till you make it and enjoy having fun.
So would you just walk into a room and...
Really, you're asking me that? Like, you don't know the answer to that question? Of course I would. And anyway, I mean, you know, back in the theater, we used to just say strong and wrong. You know,
I like
even if
that.
You're wrong, you just don't show it on your face. It's fake just, it till you make it, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But it's about, I have not been with these guys, and I'm going to look them up and go, but it's about just enjoying the moment, right? And just being a part of the music as much as anything else. And I got to tell you, I'm bored to death at the gym. I go, but
there you go.
Not very good at, you know, loving going to the gym. Just not my thing. Mm-hmm. But at least dance has got me moving.
This is not boring. There's always laughter. We miss steps now and then. That's okay. You go on with the program. You learn a few steps each time you keep coming back. And by the time you've been there a few times, you're hooked. It's just fun. And to spend that time in a gym, I'd be bored to tears.
So what do you do? What do you guys do then? Obviously you have regular times when people can just drop in and learn.
That's right.
But then you are also doing all this outreach. So how does that work? Like a select group or whoever's available goes, or what's that?
Well, our lessons, we have lessons, free lessons, 3 days a week. We're on Mondays at the Wilderness Community Church. On Tuesdays, we're at the Marshall Center in Spotsylvania on Courthouse Road. And on Wednesdays, we're also down at the Marshall Center. For our outreach, once you become a member, of course, you don't have to be a member to come dance with us. The lessons are free for the community. Anyone who wants to come is wonderful. We welcome you as long as you're over 18. And our outreach, in order to do that, you have to be a member. The members then, we ask for volunteers to go out into the community. We dance at the assisted living facilities. We help teach all sorts of programs. We've danced for the Knights of Columbus, taught some of them. When we do our dance demonstrations, it's not just demonstrations. We're teaching there too. It's all encouraging the community to get involved with us and have fun. We're getting ready to do the Spotsylvania Parade, and after that, we'll be down at the Fredericksburg New Year's Eve celebration.
So you'll be in the parade on Saturday?
On Spotsylvania's parade, yes, on Saturday.
Okay. Well, it sounds like in the course of a week, Rena, you're doing a lot of dancing.
Oh, of course. Between lessons 3 days a week and outreach 1 or 2 days a week, if we want to, we could dance 5 days a week.
Would you want to?
I can't put that much time into it. But I always enjoy hanging with this group.
Sue mentioned, and you mentioned about not wanting to be at the gym. So obviously with the type of dancing you're doing, you're getting a lot of exercise.
Oh, by all means. And I'm doing a lot of work for myself, too. My friend and I, we do some farming and whatnot. So I'm always active.
Yeah.
But I need some time with the ladies and the music, too.
So you're doing, you said you're, what different types of dancing are you involved in?
It's all line
all
dancing.
All line dancing. What is line dancing?
Line dancing is choreographed steps. Each song has a totally different set of choreographed steps. We dance to all kinds of music. We dance to pop, country, oldies. We do some beach music, folk. We get into show tunes. Right now we'll be dancing to holiday music. You can do line dance to anything, and it's just awesome.
I'm guessing, so you've done line dancing.
I'm guessing you have done line dancing. Even in high school, you didn't do the hustle?
The both of you of you need to come
You
join
should see
us.
The look on his face. If the audience could just see the look on your face, that was a look of horror.
Yeah, no.
Sorry.
So we can say, Rena?
Line dance, most people think it's all country. That's not the case.
Yeah.
If you don't think it's just all country, then you think, oh, it's like the electric slide, the Cupid shuffle, things like that. No. We do those too, but we like to do all the other things too. So.
Well, and I'm guessing that the people that are involved in this who are coming a lot are in pretty good shape to do this. So at the end of these songs, like I would probably...
No, it's not like that. Some of them are nice and slow. And
oh, okay.
Easy. And no, we're not necessarily all perfectly in shape. Many of us come just for exercise and to learn something new. Our members are mostly older, and they just enjoy the exercise, the time together. It's not difficult.
So, Ted, I will give you, you know, a little more strange insight into Sue, but I was in junior ROTC in high school, and I was in the drill team. Mm-hmm. And so the drill team, you've seen those, I'm sure, and
yeah.
even marching bands. Mm-hmm. That is a lot of choreographed line dancing, if you think of it. I'm just trying
yeah.
to give
That's
you
true.
Some idea.
That's true.
That's
yeah.
the sort of thing that it can develop into. And it can get as complicated as you want it to be, or it can be as simple as you would want it to be. But those are good examples to put in the back of your mind of the kind of thing that it can be.
So as you go in to and do this with in doing with nursing homes things like that, mm-hmm. I would think that this would be a pretty popular thing.
We get invitations all the time to go to assisted living facilities. Soon as we do one event, somebody sees us there mm-hmm. and invites us somewhere else. We danced all summer, one day a month, all summer, at the farmer's market in front of the Spotsylvania Regional Hospital.
Yeah.
And we had so many people that saw us there and then invite us to other places. And, of course, you know, they come dance with us there, and once in a while we'll have someone say, oh, we really love this. We want to come see you at the lessons, and they show up sometimes.
No, that's fantastic, and you're getting out to do those kind of things and to be in the parade.
It is a community offering. Where else can you find fun entertainment provided for free?
We have not mentioned yet, and need to, if someone is interested in getting involved, what's the best way to get involved and find out more information on this?
We absolutely would love to have anyone come out and join us. If you'll look us up on silverliners.org, you'll see all about some of the things that we do. There's a calendar there that offers the dates for our lessons. Right now, we're all into the holiday season between Thanksgiving and Christmas and all these times when people want to be with their families. So many of our members are like thrown to the wind. They're traveling. Yeah. They're busy. They're doing one thing or another. So we're kind of winding down for the month of December. But come January the 1st, we'll be full on with lessons and encouraging everyone to please come join us. But for now, at least, if you've got a little bit of time, check the calendar. If we're doing something, come join us.
How did you find out about this? Because it wasn't like you were a dancer, and did someone invite you?
No, I read in the newspaper, the Freelance Star, about their instruction with the JROTC classes. And I thought, that sounds like fun. And I read that there were free lessons. And, of course, we advertise in the weekend or every week about the free lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to go give it a try. And I was not scared walking into this room with all these people. No, granted, I did not know what I was doing. But that was okay because they welcomed me. They took me on. They showed me what to do. They were forgiving. And by the time I'd done two or three lessons, I was totally hooked.
Is there a certain type of dance or a certain song that you like to dance to that's your favorite?
I like them all. I really do. There's the early beginning ones. During the first hour of our lessons, we start out for the early beginners. As the lesson goes on, the second hour is a step up, and so you can just do whatever you want to do. But no, I enjoy all the dances. Some of them I'm not too good at, but that's okay.
Yeah, no, you seem to be having a lot of fun doing it, and that's what this is all about.
That's right. To
get people out and to get them exercising, and the fact that you're going into places like these assisted living centers and giving them some tips on and getting them moving.
The benefits of dance are tremendous. It improves heart and lung condition. It helps with muscle strength and endurance. It's all fun exercise. It's social time. Helps improve balance. It provides memory care that helps offset dementia, Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. Anything we can do to help exercise our brains, remembering those steps, that just all feeds into memory care, and that's so important as we age.
Well, and you mentioned that some of the areas where you meet, and you've got in Spotsylvania, no matter where you live, you're close to it. Either you said Wilderness Church or the Marshall Center, so you're in a couple of areas.
But we have members that come in out of Stafford too.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's all fun.
It's the Silver Liners Dance Association, silverliners.org,
right.
is uh, is the website that you can go to find out more information. And no, it sounds like you're having a great time.
One of the really fun things that we did, we got invited by newcomers and old friends to do the pre-fashion show entertainment at the expo last month. That was just funny. I never thought that I would ever be dancing at a fashion show.
It sounds like, Rena, that anything you've done here with the Silver Liners Dance Association, it's new to you, but you're having a great time doing
Absolutely. When you get into like the fashion show, and you get some of these attendees coming up and dancing with us. We had one lady, she was a dance instructor. She came up and she danced with us, and then she taught us a new one right there. So that was fun too. When we get to an assisted living facility and we start dancing to some of the oldies.
Yeah.
And the crowd starts singing with us. What better? You don't get any better than that.
Yeah. No. A lot of fun. Silverliners.org. The information is to get more information. Overall, how many members do you have?
We only have 39 members right now.
Pretty active for just 39.
Well, that's exactly right. We have some who come for lessons and support us. We have some who are really involved in the outreach program. We have a number of fabulous instructors. And
I think it would be overpowering if 39 people showed up at an assisted living facility.
No.
So you probably only have to go in there with three or four, and you're more than enough.
No, we try to take at least six to eight.
Yeah, there you go. But you know, then that makes it a little easier, because if you know you're going to do outreach, you know, for the month, and 39 people divvy up four opportunities or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good stuff. Rena Merrill here, Sue Henderson here. We will continue on with Town Talk this morning. We'll be back on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:31.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Rena Merrill with the Silver Liners Dance Association here along with Sue Henderson. It is our Let's Talk Art segment for the month. If you want to get in touch ever with Sue to talk about things or see some of the things that that she offers, focusbyhenderson.com, focusbyhenderson.com. Rena, as we've talked, and you've mentioned that you farm, you dance. You're someone who retired and didn't miss a beat. In fact, you probably are way more active than when you were working.
Oh, I absolutely am. I am a whole lot busier than when I made that commute up and down the highway and worked 8-9 hours a day. But what I do is whatever I choose to do, and I enjoy all of the outside parts of the farming. Of course, it's not my farming, that's my honey's job. Mm-hmm. When I retired, I didn't ask for the job, but I was expected to be the farmhand. That's okay. I enjoy every minute of it. And he does allow me to step back and say, really, you know, I really don't want to do that today. I need to go dancing today. He says, okay.
Well, Rena, so good. The dancing stuff, all of the lessons and everything, most of that's daytime hours?
On Tuesdays, it's at night. But on Wednesdays, it's daytime hours, 1:30. We try to put it at times when we can get people to fit it into their schedules.
So it's possible for folks that are working or commuting or whatever to participate at least in some of the activities.
Absolutely. Mondays and Tuesdays are evenings. Now, I remember those days, and sometimes it's hard to get down the road, but it can be done if you want to.
And as you've described this, Rena, this is a great exercise. This dancing provides a lot of exercise, and rather than you both mentioned about instead of not wanting to be bored at the gym,
That's right.
Get involved
so
in dance.
So it strikes me that, you know, it just to get a little cerebral or something, but there are things that we all need in our life, right? We need to give back in some way. We need social. We need exercise. We need to eat. And obviously we need to work. But it seems to me like maybe this is three. You know, you can give back. You can, I don't, you know, social and exercise all in one. It's kind of a nice combination.
Well, we toss in the other feature too. We definitely get together from time to time and we eat too.
There you go. See, that's a fourfer. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knew? Social almost always means food anyway, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Now, our group, once you join the Silver Liners and you meet all these wonderful people, you're drawn to them. So we have our own little social events sometimes too. We have one member who just throws some just astronomical parties. We had a pool party at her house this year, and it was just incredible. And then we had a bonfire at my house. That was fun. Mm-hmm. And we roasted weenies and hot dogs and
danced.
We did that too. We had marshmallows. It was just awful.
I'm wondering how the folks at assisted livings and nursing homes, just to get back to that a little bit, about how the therapeutic folks feel about you guys coming in, and how active are you able to help people get that are maybe in some of those facilities?
Well, now those who choose to join us, we do try to encourage them to come dance with us. We teach a few really, really easy ones, and they do. They jump up and they come out and join us.
Especially if they recognize the music, probably.
And they enjoy what we're doing. They encourage us to come back. They like to watch. If they're not able to dance with us, they like to watch. They like to listen to the music. They recognize some of the tunes, and sometimes they'll sing along. That's just fun to watch. But no, we want to encourage everyone to do what they can do. If nothing more than sway back and forth in a chair, that's still wonderful.
Well, and it must be really a great feeling when you go into some of these places and see where you really connect with people and they have a great time.
Oh, yes, it is. They like having us there. Sometimes it seems like these folks just get set over in the side and they don't have a lot of visitors sometimes. I guess I may be in that situation one day, and I sure hope someone comes to visit me.
Yeah. Now, you know, you're right, and you're offering them either a glimpse back or remembering the past, or giving them an opportunity to engage and get a little exercise.
We went to an assisted living facility, and we try to select the music so that we've got a nice variety. And we will have people recognize the oldies, and then we'll put on a regular new pop song. They know that one too.
Really?
It's great to see that. Yes.
Yeah. It's the Silver Liners Dance Association, silverliners.org. And you mentioned a little bit earlier the thing that it's not just, you don't have to be retired or a senior citizen to be part of this.
Absolutely.
You're open
not.
For anybody that wants to move.
Anyone over 18. Everybody needs some movement in their life, you know, some activities, some fun music, some companionship and camaraderie with a crowd. Yes.
How long when you started going, Rena, did you get to be where you felt comfortable and knew some of the moves?
Well, now, I've always enjoyed movement and, you know, casual dance, of course, but I didn't know the steps. There are choreographed steps, and it's just a matter of putting them together. The first lesson, no, I didn't know what I was doing at all. I was totally lost. But by the third lesson, I was starting to pick up a few things, starting to remember a few things, and you just build on it from there.
So you mentioned about doing ballroom dancing in the last year.
Right.
How does this, would line dancing be considered a little easier to catch on to than ballroom dancing?
I would say absolutely. Yeah, I mean, the thing about ballroom dancing, in my opinion, and I think we all see it on Dancing with the Stars, or if you have ever seen any of those kinds of things, is there are sort of specific rules about different dances. And I don't get the feeling that line dancing is obsessed with rules. And as she said a number of times, if you miss a step, you miss a step. If you miss a step in official ballroom, obviously, but you see people doing it all the time, waltzing at a wedding or doing some kind of jitterbug steps at a wedding. You know, there are different things you learn. I think depending on what era you grew up, there were different dances you learned. I assumed that since we're the same age that you had learned the hustle in the 70s or some kind of disco, but obviously that's not the case. But a number of people our age did learn those. So if something like that is played, there's sort of this muscle memory that comes in. So I get the feeling that if you were, a child or a teenager in the 40s, you would be really up on, the 40s music, but we might not know the Charleston.
Right.
Yeah. So any of those things are structured that you would have to learn. But with line dancing, I think it's a lot looser.
You don't have to know it all. Yeah. You can be taught one step at a time. One of our outreach events, we were invited to come down to Germana, and we taught at their Student Success Day. Now, that's a day when there's no classes. It's an opportunity to get the students and the staff and the faculty all acquainted. What better way than to put them all in the room and teach them all how to line dance? And they're all having fun and laughing with one another.
Yeah, I mean, the other thing about ballroom dancing is almost all of it requires a partner, and you end up getting used to a partner, but line dance doesn't. So if you're partnerless for whatever reason, whether they're working or whether you don't have a partner, it doesn't matter. You can go, and that's why you see it happen a lot. Mm-hmm. If the husband doesn't feel like dancing, Ted, then your wife might get up and dance anyway in a line dance at a wedding or a party, right? So, this is just a larger extension of that.
That's exactly right.
The silverliners.org, the website, silverliners.org. It's the Silver Liners Dance Association. And again, Rena, run down some of the times that you do have formal get-togethers.
We have free lessons offered on Mondays at 5 o'clock at the Wilderness Community Church. That's at 10501 Plank Road. On Tuesdays, we're at the Marshall Center at 8800 Courthouse Road in Spotsylvania. That's at 6 o'clock. And on Wednesdays, we're back at the Marshall Center again at 1:30 p.m. And the lessons are all free for anyone who wants to join us over 18 years old.
He's got to be 18. And I had figured that this was just strictly for, that you were going to say 55 or something. For anybody.
It's for anybody.
Do you have a wide range then of ages of people that are members?
Most of the people, the members actually, our range probably is from the late 40s up to our most senior member, who is in her early 80s.
Okay, wow. Okay. And then, but anybody can just come along and learn some of these steps
you don't have to be a member to dance with us. The free lessons are open to the entire community. We also host a community dance in Spotsylvania. We did one in January, and we did another one in September. Our theme this year in September was Dancing in the Tropics. The entire Marshall Center became what looked like a cruise ship. There were monkeys on the ceiling, there were trees lit up everywhere, palm trees. It was just incredible, just beach.
There you go.
Everywhere. And we had a fabulous time.
And you will be in Saturday's Spotsylvania Parade.
Absolutely. We'll be in the Spotsylvania Parade. There's one of our members, her husband has a fire truck. And the fire truck will be leading the group. The theme for our group is going to be your favorite holiday stars.
Okay. So I guess you've got the music all picked out. You're going to do?
I'm not sure. The person who is doing that is kind of all up to her with the fire truck. So Bonnie's got that all under control.
Okay.
We've got members who want to walk behind. They'll be wearing their stars and the names of whatever their holiday superstar is on the star will be like the Hollywood Walk of Stars.
Okay, yeah.
Uh-huh. So it should be really fun.
Rena Merrill, Silver Liners Dance Association here, silverliners.org. Rena, fantastic to meet you. Thank you for coming in and sharing this. And who knows, someday maybe I'll be encouraged.
You should come join us. And thank you for having me here today. It was great fun.
Great stuff. Sue Henderson will be back. We'll talk about some holiday events to wrap it up this morning on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It's now just Sue Henderson here. It's our Let's Talk Art segment of the month. FocusedByHenderson.com is where you can get a hold of Sue if you need to. FocusedByHenderson.com. We're going to talk about some events going on around the area. But before we do that, Sue, yes. I noticed today, because one of the things you're really good at, and Sue is good at a number of things. But one of the things you're really, really good at is photography. I've noticed that with this Cyber Monday, lots of places where I buy some of my, where I've bought cameras and lenses and things, mm-hmm. have some really big sales today. Mm-hmm. And if you're interested in getting involved in that kind of thing, or just even any kind of arts things, a lot of things are on sale today with Cyber Monday.
Right.
This is the chance to look into things and maybe spend some money on a camera or something.
Right. So ideally, one would have actually put their hands physically on the kind of camera they were looking for before they started trying to buy them online. Because I think that's the number one mistake people make, is does it fit your hand? I can't hold Nikon cameras. My hands are too small.
Really?
I mean, I can't do it comfortably.
Yeah.
There are now all these grips, right, on the cameras. You've seen them. You know, they wear the wrap around your hand. You got to really make sure a camera fits you. Physically fits you.
I've never heard of that.
Well, I found it to be the case because, you know, I went in to buy a camera, did the same kind of thing. Ooh, Cyber Monday, and I'll buy a camera, and then I buy it, and I get it. And I can't really, it doesn't fit. I can't hold it right. So then the second most important thing you would want to consider is, what are you shooting most? What is your interest? If you're into cars and you're going to go shoot moving cars, you need a different kind of camera, mm-hmm. maybe. Or at least that needs to be a prioritization. I used to shoot dancers on a cruise ship. You know, moving dancers on a cruise ship, it's not dissimilar to cars or sports, right? So I really wanted to have that ability to fast shoot, you know, where you can hold down the shutter and it just goes click, 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 click.
Yeah.
And some cameras only do that for 3 shots, and some cameras do that for 10 shots. And so you have to think about, is that important to you? I don't think megapixels is a very big important thing anymore, unless you're going to be posting it as big as a billboard or the side of your house.
Yeah.
At this point, there's not a camera made out there that doesn't have megapixels big enough for an 8x10 or 11x14 to look really nice. So that's just a big sales market. They just keep saying, oh, we're going to 55 megapixels. And you're like, so what? I'm not putting it on the side of my house. I mean, I'm just not. So look at the functions that you find most important. If you're going to shoot inside a lot, do you want something that is known for good flash? You know, I don't shoot inside much, and I tend to not worry too much. But I it is really important to me to be able to catch things fast, whether it's a bird or somebody playing sports. So I make those sort of a priority when I'm looking for a camera.
And if you don't have a lot of experience with f-stops or all these kind of, a lot of the terms out there, get a book or take a class.
Well, there's lots of great classes being offered around the area. There's no question about that. Parks and Recreation mm-hmm. offers great classes. But I would say that almost every camera that's sold right now has amazing auto ability. Even your iPhone 7.
Yeah.
Your iPhone 7 is a better camera than the camera I'm currently using professionally in some ways.
Yeah.
Not always. I can't focus on it. You know, I can't zoom in. Now, that's another element that I insist on. I want an unbelievable zoom. I like to shoot street photography. So that's just a major important value to me.
Yeah.
So figure out what you're shooting, and that will help guide you to what's the most important camera. But if it doesn't fit your hand, you're not going to use it.
Yeah. Good stuff. Okay, on to the calendar of events. It's that time of year where there are a lot of traditional events.
Yeah, there's lots of cool stuff, and I like the idea of old and new, but there are two things that I wanted to kind of bring to everybody's attention. First of all, something new, which I just think is fun. I'm pretty sure it's being put on by Main Street Fredericksburg, and it's wonderful, but the idea of the downtown movies. In Herkamp Park, mm-hmm. they're doing three of them this year. On the 9th, they're showing Elf. On the 16th, Polar Express. And on the 23rd, A Christmas Story. And they're doing that at Herkamp Park at 7 p.m. They're free, and you can go and just, you know, obviously come bundled up, bring your chairs, bring your hot cocoa if you want. But I know they're going to have vendors out there with hot cocoa and cider and, you know, stuff to warm you up. But isn't that just a fun, family-oriented way to celebrate without a lot of stress?
Yeah.
I just love that.
And take your kids along. I mean, that'll be something they'll always remember.
I think maybe this is a new tradition.
Yeah.
You know, that like there are other traditions. We all sit around and watch, you know, something, like The Grinch Stole Christmas on TV. But this is fun. And these obviously family-oriented movies have been selected.
Yeah.
The other thing is much more classic, and that is the Handel's Messiah. And maybe you have, maybe you haven't gone on a regular basis, but there are two organizations doing the Handel's Messiah free in the area coming up December 3rd and 4th, the Fredericksburg Community Chorus. .org, and that's in Spotsylvania. So FredericksburgCommunityChorus.org for details on that on December 3rd and 4th. And then on December 16th, the Stafford Chorale or the StaffordChoral.org. And that's December 16th, and that'll be held in Stafford. So, and I think the Messiah is just one of those classics. Everybody thinks about the Nutcracker because it's, and that's true too. Mm-hmm. And there are organizations doing the Nutcracker Suite as well and the ballet, but there's nothing like sitting and listening to a really fine choir sing the Alleluia chorus.
Yeah, yeah. Between that, there's the Rena mentioned the Christmas parades are this coming
Absolutely.
Weekend. Spotsylvania is on Saturday afternoon. The big city one is on Saturday night.
Yep.
And then, there are all kinds of. There's the Pops concert at the college and all kinds
well,
of things.
Yeah, well, Tony Bennett is at the college. Mm-hmm. That might be sold out, but that's on the 9th. I think it might be sold out by now.
Yeah, that sure is.
I'd be surprised if it's not.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, lots going on, and just get out and do something the holiday season. There's a lot this area has to offer.
Well, just go caroling in your neighborhood.
Yeah. Now, you seem like the kind that would do that.
I do that. Don't you do that?
I don't, but
Ted.
I get.
We got to get you more artsy.
I know, you do. You're working on it. Sue Anderson, thank you so much. And Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to everybody.
FocusByHenderson.com, how you get a hold of Sue. See you soon. Thanks.
Thanks.
That's it for Town Talk. We will see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.